This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast tonight from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. And a little bit later today, I'll be headed over towards Orlando. Now, we are the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're also on Gab the same way. I'm on Parler as the Captain's America, so it's at the Captain's America on Parler. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the neat little things we got over there. And joining us right now to start the weekend edition off, hour number one, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we'll start out with the obvious, and that's CPAC. Busy day yesterday at CPAC. Of course, Governor Ron DeSantis got it all going and just lit the building on fire. Senator Rick Scott was there. He also had a very enthusiastic speech. Senator Mike Lee was there. Senator Ted Cruz lit the building on fire, too. He was really good. So was Senator Tom Cotton. Senator James Lankford was there. I kind of liked the way he said it. He says, I actually dared to sing in church despite the COVID.
Right.
And, of course, on Sunday, CPAC is going to be honoring Rush Limbaugh, putting him into the Conservative Radio Hall of Fame, which is a tremendous honor. And then, of course, the people that weren't there are pretty obvious, too, and that is Mike Pence. Six major Republicans actually did not show up for CPAC, including Nikki Haley, who is rumored to possibly be running for president in 2024. We don't know, but that's what the rumors say. So what did you think about the first full day?
Well, it certainly was, as you said, Captain, you had a lot of heavy hitters there, number one, giving these different speeches. Ted Cruz, of course, very fiery speech, and they're trying to, of course, exist now in a world where you can't have too big a crowd. Obviously, they're separated out with the social distancing and so forth, but that didn't stop them from trying to make sure that the energy was there. Some will say, well, here you have a party that's trying to sort of claw its way back after a defeat with the White House and so forth. And of course, the Republicans did lose the White House. But I think, Captain, the important thing here is that the Republicans, the GOP, actually did pretty well down ticket in the last election. And that's what's got the Democrats so worried. And so what they're doing, they're talking about what makes the Republican Party the Republican Party, what makes conservatism conservatism, and they're not letting their foot off the gas at all.
Well, the narrative that's out there is the Democrats are trying to label conservatism as domestic terrorism. They're trying to label the word conservatism as domestic terrorism. But Donald Trump Jr., who also gave a speech yesterday, a very rousing speech, said that when his dad gives his speech on Sunday, he will submit Make America Great Again, MAGA, hashtag MAGA, as the GOP's future. And again, for the people that wear the MAGA hats and the people that wear the Keep America Great hats and the people that wear the USA hats, all signs that the Democrats say, well, those guys are domestic terrorists. Really? How about the people wearing the damn communist symbols on their hats and Antifa with their logos and all that stuff? There's nothing more radical than that.
Oh, well, absolutely. We saw that on display all last summer. But, you know, Captain, this narrative of the so-called domestic terrorists, this kind of thing, that's not the people across the highways and byways who embraced what we can now refer to as Trumpism now in the terms of the recent few years. And that's what's driving it. And by the way, there are people who are coming to Trumpism, as it were, or even the Republican Party specifically, that this is terrifying the Democrats because they're seeing working class folks, people who at one time may have been Democrat constituents, but they've had it, and they saw the possibilities under a Trump administration, and the Democrats that they can't take it.
All right, now I want you to listen to something here. I'm going to play this real briefly because it's only about 30 seconds long. Of course, the Biden administration ordered their first military action in Syria.
Pentagon officials say the strikes were retaliation for recent attacks on U.S. interests in Iraq. The U.S. airstrike in Syria targeted facilities belonging to a powerful Iranian-backed militia. White House spokesman Jen Psaki said President Biden is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans. She also said the Pentagon briefed congressional leadership before the action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's all great, but at the same time, the ante has been upped in Iraq, where they have upgraded the threat level to the American troops there.
That's exactly right.
All right, and we've got a caller calling in. Caller, you got to hang on till after the break. And, Kyle, you hang on, too. And, folks, I'll be right back with the next segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And as you well know, this program is heard on a lot more stations on the weekend than it is during the week because this is how it all got started many years ago, 21 years ago, on the weekend with a simple little one-hour show that now is 3 hours on the weekend and 4 hours during the weekday. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, 25 years, retired from the Fire Department of New York. My last assignment at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. Now, a relief factor is something that I take as a result of my injuries at the World Trade Center, because I was taking something totally different because of the swelling that I have in my left ankle and foot and leg, and the pain that I still endure because of what I had to have done to me when they put a replacement ankle in my leg and a rod as well. Now, the ingredients in here, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and they'll even go straight to the source of the pain and lower or eliminate it altogether. The great thing is, it's 100% drug-free. Now, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it also supports the healing process so that you can get better and not get worse. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. That's all it starts with, 1995, for the 3-week quick start. And if you keep receipts and you do your income taxes, and people say, well, what if my insurance doesn't cover it? Well, if it doesn't, you just deduct it as a medical expense because it is allowed. It's just like taking aspirin and a leave and whatever else. So if you don't know it, that's also allowed to be a deductible. But relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a go. See if it'll help you like it's helped me and tens of thousands of others. And I'm sure you'll agree it will. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to the caller, I want to mention that yesterday there was kind of a devious headline that came out. John Durham resigns as U.S. attorney. Okay, and when you saw that headline, you would think that he quit altogether, right?
Right, right.
But John Durham's resignation as U.S. attorney was strictly for Connecticut, and it was no surprise because President Joe Biden had asked all the holdover appointees from President Trump to step aside. But Durham, however, is continuing as the special counsel that's probing the origins of the inquiry into the Russian interference into Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, as well as the Hunter Biden connections that later were developed in there, too. Now, nobody's leaking anything. Nobody's saying anything, because the last time around when somebody said, well, they're leaking this and that's just coming out, that was coming out, that was being done intentionally. Those were intentional leaks by the mainstream media, and not one of them was true. Not one. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong at all. He will continue in his capacity as that special counsel right now.
Yep.
And this is something that didn't happen across the board, really, at the beginning of the Trump administration.
No.
But this is happening.
He made a mistake. He should have got rid of all the DOJ U.S. attorneys and everybody else. It was a holdover, but for some reason he kept them, and that was part of his demise. All right. Let's go to the caller. It's Mike in Clearwater. Go ahead there, Mike in Clearwater.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, the way I look at it, here's what's, to me, is ridiculous. I believe that if we're going to win this election, we have to do what the Democrats are doing. We have to reach out to these minority communities, and we have to, especially the young people, you know, the blacks, the Hispanics, all of the minority young people, and we have to educate them and tell them, look, the Democratic Party has been, you know, you guys have been screwed, blued, and tattooed for almost 60 years, probably since the mid-60s.
I'd add another 10 or 20 to that.
Yeah. So, you know, what I like to tell people when I run across them on the street, because, you know, I take public transportation, and I'll strike up conversations, and I'll tell them, well, if America is so racist, how did Oprah become who she is? If America's so racist, how did Barack Obama become president? If America's so racist, how did these rappers and celebrities become successful? They became successful because they worked hard. They did what they had to do.
Right.
And they persevered, and they're living the fruits of their labor. It's hard work and conservative values. So don't let these people get on their high horse and say, oh, you poor, you know, girl or a gal or guy, you're being oppressed by racists, when they became millionaires and billionaires because they live in America. They wouldn't be able to do that in any other country.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me sick, Kyle, and I want to hear what your thoughts on that are. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Mike, and have a great night. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Mike. Well, you're right. America is the land of opportunity, and it is really something to see that someone could literally start with nothing and work their way to the very top and be at the top of their game, whether it's in entertainment, sports, business, whatever it might be. But, of course, what's happened recently is that this new push to try to declare literally everything about America as racist, basically, is a power grab. It's designed to divide people. It's designed to destroy the fabric of American society, of American opportunity, because fundamentally, and I'll just say this very briefly, fundamentally, the American people are good. They don't hate their neighbor. They don't hate somebody because they have a different skin color or what have you. But there are those who seek to divide. Are there some people who harbor bad feelings? Well, of course they do. And we don't hang out with people like that, and we always condemn it. But generally speaking, you have people simply making a power grab in order to take down the system, basically, and build something back. But it's not going to be an equitable system. It's not going to be all this wonderful stuff they talk about, because they will take away the very thing that drives the American engine, and just like Mike was describing right there.
How long has Joe Biden been president? Since January 20th, right?
Was it 37 days or something like that?
Yeah. All right. Now listen to this ominous statistic. Crude oil and commodity prices. Oil, the one-year forecast has gone up $13 a barrel since Joe Biden took over. West Texas crude, which is our own oil in the United States, has gone up $13.53 a barrel since Joe Biden took over. The price of gasoline, wholesale price of gasoline, has gone up 50 cents a gallon. 5-0, 50 cents a gallon. And diesel has gone up 61 cents a gallon since Joe Biden got elected.
Exactly. And you know what? If that's not happening in a vacuum. It's not just suddenly one day the prices all went up. It went up because Joe Biden came in and immediately made certain moves with the Keystone XL pipeline issue, for example, that absolutely sent shockwaves through the energy industry. And all of a sudden, then the prices are going to go up because they have this thing against American energy independence, against so-called fossil fuels. But, you know, it's a shock to the system.
Well, it's a shock to the system, all right. But my whole point here and what I'm talking about and what I'm trying to point out to the people is that because of what Joe Biden is doing. And by the way, what's the price of gasoline where you're at?
Well, actually, it's probably about $3.80.
Okay, and that jives with what we're talking about because we know that last tax they put on there was $1 a gallon plus what you were paying to begin with. So you have the highest gasoline taxes in the country, and you still can't balance your budget.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And down here in Florida, a $2.59, $2.69 a gallon, somewhere in that range on an average, which is about what it is in some of the upper Midwest states. But we have a lower gas tax, and thank God we've got an economy. Thank God we're open for business. Hello. We are open for business down here. And by the way, if you don't believe me, just turn on the television and watch CPAC.
Well, sure. Exactly.
Yep. Now, let's move along here. New York's Governor Cuomo is in big trouble because now his sexual harassment scandal is moving along with the New York State Attorney General, and they're going to take a look at this criminally.
Well, sure. You know, there's a lot of going on with this with these accusations.
You think?
Issue. Well, of course, yeah. And unfortunately, it seems to be, you know, part of that house of cards, basically, that Governor Cuomo seems to have built, insofar as that all of a sudden we're getting a lot of different issues with him, people coming forward or people sort of confirming this or that, and some are doing it for political purposes, perhaps because they want to maybe go run for governor, perhaps, but on the
whole... You mean De Blasio?
De Blasio, exactly.
Well, yeah.
But on the whole, though, the accusations that we're getting from the woman in this case seem very credible, and it bears investigation.
All right, and hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the United States intelligence from the CIA yesterday that was released about the Saudi Crown Prince being involved in the journalist killing. And it's pretty detailed. It's pretty detailed. I've got a basic report here from one of my friends in D.C. Don't go anywhere. Eyes are coming right back.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is burning midnight oil, hammering out details of President Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package.
Legislation that saves lives and saves the livelihoods of the American people.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking during a meeting of the Rules Committee. The bill passed a procedural hurdle. My party lines 219 to 210. A $15 an hour federal minimum wage is not expected to go through. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that such an increase could not be included in the bill under Senate rules. After U.S. airstrikes on two Iranian-backed militia groups in Syria, the Biden administration warns Iran against threatening U.S. troops in Iraq.
The president is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans, and when threats are posed, he has the right to take an action.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Broadcast Guy, hanging on my telephone line waiting for me to get to you, and we appreciate you doing that. And in the meantime, we appreciate you tuning into the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget that this portion of the program brought to you by our longtime sponsor, Geico Insurance. That's Geico, GEICO.com, Geico Insurance. And Geico does a great job for me. I've been with them going on 15 years, and any problem I've had has been a minor problem. They've taken care of anything that I've had come across my desk, period, whatever the situation might happen to be. And all you got to do is go to their website, Geico.com, it's spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and get a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, maybe you got an ATV or a boat. They can insure all of those too. And where you save money is when you bundle it together with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance through your Geico policy. Now, that will save you a bunch of money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and check them out. That's all you got to do. All righty. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, we had a vote in the Congress on this stimulus thing, and it got passed 219 to 212 along party lines, and two Democrats did vote with the Republicans on this.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. The vote occurred around 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And not one Republican, as you're saying, not one Republican backed the bill. It is definitely now going to head over to the Senate. It's going to have a particular part in it, Captain, that is likely not going to make the light of day in the Senate version, and that's the $15 per hour.
Wait a minute. That leads me to this one. Okay, we got to circle back here, Kyle. We're going to circle back. Oh, boy. Only in the Navy, right? Okay, well, here we go. The reason we're going to circle back is because of AOC. Because AOC, once again, stuck her nose, along with other members of the squad, in the middle of this, and says, well, the Senate parliamentarian could be removed over this minimum wage decision because he says that it's unconstitutional and can't be included in the package in the Senate. He ruled that. Well, true, that's his job, but Kamala Harris, as it turns out, doesn't have to abide by his ruling. She can override him.
Well, that's true. Yeah, and the Senate parliamentarian, Elizabeth McDonoghue, I believe, she basically said, look, this does not comply with the special budget reconciliation rule if you put this $15 per hour minimum wage.
Now, let's go to the phone line. We got a couple of callers. Okay, caller number one, this would be the mayor of somewhere. Ian, what's up?
I am the mayor of nowhere.
Well, okay, there you go, the mayor of nowhere, but go ahead.
There you go. Well, you know, they're going to get the $15 minimum wage. And I mean, look, you're not going to like my comments. You got a radio show. I get that. You got to hold people's interest and you need people to tune in. And that's fine. But all this stuff you're talking about, it doesn't mean anything, man. Because look, this is a one party country now. We're under a Democrat party, whatever they call themselves, socialists, Marxists, whatever they are. They control the power of the purse. This is all theater, man. They want that money. They're going to let that money out. They control the Federal Reserve and everything. So all this is just theater, and they're going to override it, and they're going to get their $15. We're going to have more neo-Marxism coming down the pike. And that's
Do you know why they control things?
Yeah, because they stole the election.
Yeah, six states gave them the control. And guess what? The movement and the circle back and the fighting back that's coming in those six states is going to drive you wild. Yeah. You have no idea what's coming. I do, but I'm not talking about it.
Six states didn't give them anything. They figured out the six states they needed to steal to overcome Trump's landslide. Okay, and if you think, and that leads me to my next point that I really called about from the first hour, you guys are going on and on about the Republicans. The Republicans are going to do this. They're going to do that. Let me tell you something. The Republicans ain't going to do squat. I've been hearing this bullcrap from the Republicans since 1970.
Okay. You're entitled to your opinion, but mark my words. Nothing. Mark my words. You are wrong on that one. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Frank from Clearwater. How are you?
Not bad. What's up?
Okay, I know how to make the Democratic head spin round and round.
Go ahead.
When Trump goes into his speech tomorrow, if he announces he is going to run, if he makes the vice president Donald Jr., we're set for the next 15 years.
That's a good idea, but he's not going to announce that he's going to run. He's going to come just short of it.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, and how do you go, if you go to CPAC today or tomorrow, can you just get in, or you got to do a lot of prep to get in?
Oh, no. You got to come through the health check to begin with. You got to pay the money to get in to begin with, and I'm not even sure you can get in tomorrow. You'll probably be able to be out in the street somewhere, but tomorrow I'm pretty sure that it's totally sold out.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that's what I thought. If we got Junior in there after the speech he made yesterday...
That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I just think the excitement that both of them bring, that would secure it for a long time.
Yeah.
And that would make the Dems really go crazy.
You're right. Okay, thanks, Frank.
Be safe.
Yep, thank you. Now, you know, Kyle, we have all types of people that call the program libertarians, communists, Democrats, progressives, independents, no parties. Republicans and whatnot. But we report the news and we let people decide. Now, we don't sit here and do anything other than report news. We don't make up stories like the mainstream media does. We actually report legitimate news stories and let people decide for them for themselves. Now, as far as the Republican, oh, I've heard this for 100 years. Well, I have too, but guess what? It doesn't apply in every state.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And I do think because we've seen the margin, for example, in the House go to currently 5 seats, that's a huge gain.
And it could be 4.
It could be 4.
In the next couple of weeks.
That's right, yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi, you don't think she's not shaking in her tracks? And the reason I say could, I would like to say I know it's going to be because the widow of that congressman that died in office, remember he had a heart attack and died?
Right.
Well, guess what? She's going to win that seat. I have no doubt in my mind at all. And when she does, bingo, 4-seat majority.
That's right. And under any other circumstances, they would have changed Speaker of the House by this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but because it's existing in the Trump era, et cetera, et cetera,
yeah.
That's, I think it's a little different. But that being said, Republicans are benefiting about sells itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said something about little Dr. Fauci. There was a headline about little Dr. Fauci here a few minutes ago. What was it?
Just saw the headline. It said Fauci says another surge could be coming.
Well, listen to this from the CDC.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the latest trends are concerning because the decline in COVID cases appears to be stalling.
Potentially leveling off at still a very high number.
And that number is about 70,000 new COVID cases per day. White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says now is not the time to ease coronavirus restrictions.
We think it is a mistake to take our foot off the gas too early.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, I get what they're saying. I totally understand it. But here's the deal. In some parts of the country, including where I'm sitting right now, the COVID cases are down 77%. And they're not taking their foot off the gas. We're going to achieve herd immunity in our state here in Florida, it looks like, sometime in April or at the very latest, May.
Yeah, and that's very, very interesting to see this unfolding. But, you know, I had someone talk to me earlier in the week, Captain, and they said, well, you know, the cases are going down, and here in California we're trying to get into a different tier so people can eat in a restaurant again.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, exactly, yep. And that hopefully that happens, but watch out. They're going to start telling us about the variant.
And for the people that are listening that don't understand this, why is there such an availability of vaccines at the moment? Why is that? Who is responsible for that?
Who is that?
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He expedited the procedure to be able to get a vaccine approved. And, oh, by the way, Johnson & Johnson yesterday, their vaccine got approved. It's going to be out there on the market. There's going to be more available of vaccines. So thank you, President Trump, when you were president. We appreciate it because Joe Biden had not a thing to do with it. Remember that, folks. Not a thing. All right. We will be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got a little different music to play for you tonight. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We surely do appreciate you for doing that for us. And she's up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch, which is a horse stable, and it's right there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road, just a short ways from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo out there to everybody tonight in Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops out there. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the stuff you buy in the trucker's store, and you can use that to redeem for merchandise, or you can use it for points off your bill, whatever that might happen to be. In the meantime, we're going to play an oldie but goldie right here. This is I just saw this one and decided I had to play it tonight. Here we go.
But you
those are the Beastie Boys, Kyle. You remember them?
I sure do.
You got to fight for the right to party. And I mean to tell you, that's quite the video that comes along with that, too. Well, folks, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse out there, we're talking feet of snow in some of the higher elevations in the Rocky Mountains, and I mean 1, 2, 3 feet of snow, depending on where you're at. Several bands of heavy rain, first of all, are going to make flash flooding in the Mid-South. A potent storm will bring strong winds and critical fire weather threats through the Southwest and damaging Santa Ana winds to Southern California, with heavy mountain snow lingering across the North and Central Rockies and Intermountain West. And some of those passes up there are really tricky right now. Chains in just about every one of them, 1, 2, or 3 feet of snow is before this is all done. And a wintry mix is also possible for the Appalachians and portions of the Northeast, as we have a system that's starting to work its way over into the East Coast. And again, up the East Coast, here we go again, same old, same old. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain, about the fire weather watches in the Southwest, in the southeast corner of Arizona. That's the southwest corner of New Mexico as well. We have a fire weather watch. This encompasses the Tucson area. Wind advisory in the central part of New Mexico near Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and fire weather warning leading up to the northeast corner of New Mexico. That goes into the right over across the border into Colorado and encompassing a little bit of Kansas and Texas as well, right where all those four states meet there, or the borders meet there. So you've got to be careful in those areas. Also, winter weather advisory, this looks to be west of Fort Collins in Colorado, going up into Wyoming there. We also have winter weather advisory. This is going to be along I-90, and this is going to be in the Montana area there as you head up on into Montana. Then also winter weather advisory covering a large part of Montana, including Great Falls and Helena, and, of course, going on into Idaho as well. Winter storm warning, this is going to be in the Boise area. Also, you're going to be wanting to be careful in Cabbage Pass as well. If you're coming along I-84, you've got a winter storm warning heading on into Oregon as well. Winter storm warning near Seattle and Portland, and also high wind warning in South Oregon as you come down 395. Now, in California, we do have wind advisories up in the Fresno area tonight. Also, high wind watch in the Los Angeles and Southern California area. Looks like those winds are going to really be gusty. They're going to be here, I believe, coming in later tonight and through Sunday as well. So we're going to have to batten down the hatches for sure in Southern California.
Well, I think tonight I'll start in my home state of Florida up in the Panhandle, and I'll take it all the way over to Texas. I-10 tonight is very deeply immersed in fog, starting around Navarre, Milton, actually, Florida, and going across through Alabama, through Mobile, over through Louisiana on I-10, down into New Orleans. It's pretty much staying closer to the Gulf of Mexico with the water, so I-10 is going to be, you're going to be in fog all the way to Houston. And then the Gulf continues with the fog in Texas, all the way from Houston, bends all the way down through Galveston, all the way down to Harlingen again. So be careful if you're going down to the valley to pick up a load of produce or whatever. Now, I'm going to move straight up the line. I'm going to go up into Arkansas. Much of Arkansas is under a dense fog advisory tonight. If you're coming across I-40 out of Oklahoma City and going east on I-40, you're going to be in a dense fog advisory all the way to Little Rock and not quite to Memphis, Tennessee, where the rain will start in, and that rain will take you all the way across 40 in Tennessee. It'll also take you up by 81 till you run into some snow in the higher elevations up there in Virginia and Maryland and West Virginia. And then over in Oklahoma, from Oklahoma City over to I-44, on up all the way to Fort Leonard Wood on I-44 in Missouri, you're going to have a dense fog advisory there. The entire eastern border of I-35, it looks like pretty much I-35, you're going to have fog all the way down to Texas. And then we have some fog tonight up in the central eastern part of Nebraska, up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. We have some winter weather up there and a gale warning along the lake up there. And then we do have some snow that's starting to break out in parts of, let's see here, the mountainous areas of West Virginia, Maryland. We got a little bit of snow around Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, mixed in with a little fog. The northern part of Maine definitely has snow tonight. We have a gale warning along the New Jersey, let's see, Virginia from Chesapeake Bay, south down into North Carolina, down around Wilmington. And then it's kind of bouncing around the coast until you get up there around, Rhode Island again. Rhode Island seems to like the gale. And all the way up there through the border to Nova Scotia. So that's what we got in terms of weather up that way. And the weather is going to change because, again, patchy areas of fog down here in Florida, too, down in Naples and down by Fort Myers as you're traveling up I-75, so be careful. So the big nemesis in the south is going to be fog and some areas of rain. And as you get up into the middle Atlantic states, Kyle, they're going to find some snow.
Exactly right. Yep.
Now, all that being said, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J. And the great thing about it, folks, is try to, and here's what you do. For the campers that are out there, the RVers, they've got an RV club. You can join that, too, and do the same thing the truckers do. By the way, you can also get one of the fuel cards and save money on your fuel, because the more you buy, the less it costs. It's just that simple.
Well, exactly right. And especially, Captain, you know, they have the app. That's especially helpful. It's something you can download to your phone, basically, and you can use that to purchase things. Also, you can use that to skip the line if you're looking to use some of the amenities there if you're pulling in after a long day on the road.
Yeah, because if you need to do your laundry, you can get that done. You need a shower and get that done. There's usually a repair shop close by, if not on the premises. Truck wash close by, if not on the premises. So you got all of the above there. At most of the facilities, Pilots and Flying J's. So make that your home away from home when you're out there on the road. Kyle and I will be back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the troop levels, what may or may not happen now as a result of what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan is back in the news. You're not going to like what we're going to say, but we're going to tell you. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.